That's life.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Bobby Auvauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bobby?
Well, good morning, sir. Just listening to your conversation about Ron Kind. So, yeah, I'm in Eau Claire. I'm in the third and love the third. And I've done a lot of work with the party up here. So, anyways, super sad to see Ron go. I totally, like you said, I understand. I mean, the guy's been doing this for a long time. I don't know if you saw the press conference, but he did say that he's going to stay in La Crosse area, him and his wife are, and they're going to find some other way to serve. I don't know what that is and what that looks like, but we'll be glad to have him around, and hopefully we see him, you know, involved in this next race in some way, shape, or form. But I'm concerned about the next race. You know, like you said, this was a tougher race for him this time around. And yes, we are super embarrassed that we went for Trump again in 2020. But, you know, when you talk about redistricting and gerrymandering, ironically, and you know this, his seat is actually gerrymandered for a Democrat. His House seat is. But it's been getting tougher in the last few years. And in my opinion, it's not because of anything he's done or him losing connection with the voters. It's because rural Wisconsin is going more and more red. And we're losing them terribly. And no matter how they redistrict this, it's going to be bad news for Democrats for the third. It just is. It's going to be a hard race for whoever's going to pick up and run. And my big concern is, as Democrats, you know, we're pushing for more progressive candidates who are going to do those things on our wish list. And I get that, and I want that as well. But I don't know if those really hyper-partisan, hyper-progressive type of Democrats can win in the third. And so, yeah, I have a ton of concern and worry and how this whole thing's going to go. And, yeah, and Van Orden, I mean, sorry, language, but what a piece of crap. I mean, the guy is awful. If anyone's ever seen, like, a debate or a forum with him and Ron Kind, oh, my God, he's just awful. He loses his temper. He's just itchy. He's terrible. But hopefully we find someone really good. My phone's been ringing for days because this, you know, the little rumor kind of got around to some of us. So the phone's been ringing for days and people have been talking about this, and there are quite a few, you know, good ideas to replace him, but I don't know. Anyway, I should just say thank you, Ron Kind.
Well, thanks, Bobby. Let me follow up with a couple of questions. First of all, I hear what you're saying about rural Wisconsin. The irony is, you know, in the old days when I was more active in the party, the Western Wisconsin was a good area for Democratic votes. You know, it really was. We had Al Baldus over there, and Jimmy Carter ran very strong over there. That was a long time ago. And I hear what you're saying. But on the other hand, rural Wisconsin may not be ready to vote for a guy like Van Orden. I mean, Van Orden is a crude individual, very crude.
Right.
And it's just extremely crude. And so there's that. But then the question is, you can't beat somebody with nobody. So are there any early rumors over there? I'm not saying no, anyone's announced. They're not going to announce. And I'm going to be interested to see who Ron Kind would support. And I'm very glad to hear you say that Ron Kind will stay in the area because he's an important leader in Wisconsin. But any early handicapping, any rumors on who might be interested on the Democratic side?
I hear people talking about Brad Pass, which I feel like it's pretty early, but they're talking about him. And he's had experience in the state, as you know. So, I mean, he's got a ton of experience. But I even know, you know, someone who works for the Farm Bureau over here, or I'm sorry, Farmers Union, who have good relationships over in Dunn County. I don't know. There are possibilities. I do wonder why, you know, Sarah Godlewski, I think, would have been an obvious one to step into this. Like you said, she's already in the Senate. Would she leave that? I don't know. But she's definitely got the name recognition and used to running a statewide campaign. I certainly think right. She could tackle the entire third, whereas that's a, you know, big jump for other candidates who are considering, but I don't know. I really don't know. I just hope that we don't eat our own in this primary, because we've been doing that lately. We've got some really conservative parts of the third that never used to be like that. You know, over in the River Falls, Hudson area, Black River Falls area as well. And part of it, I think, is some of the media market stuff. But most of it is this, you know, grunty God's guns, flags, rah rah, you know, we hate the communist stuff. And it's really, really hard to get through to these people. And we just need to do a better job at somehow penetrating rural America, you know? And I don't know. It's frustrating.
Right. Well, you know, it's you're making some really good points. And I'll tell you, here's my observation. Now, first of all, Brad Path, the state senator in the La Crosse area, who held that seat for us under very difficult circumstances, I forget, is he up for the state senate also in 2022, or does he have a pass?
Nope. He was just elected, so he's good.
Yeah. So, you know, he can do it. My only concern would be somebody running who, if they gave up a seat that went Republican, we don't want any veto-proof majorities, if, God forbid, if they continue to hold the legislature. But I know
right.
Brad Path. I think he'd be excellent. He was appointed. He was proposed by Evers for his cabinet, and the Republicans knifed him. And he's a terrific guy. I think he'd be very strong. Obviously, Sarah Godlewski would be strong. But, you know, she is running for Senate, and she has some important support in that statewide. I wouldn't expect that she would switch races. And you mentioned somebody from Farm Bureau, Farmer Union. I mean, Brad Path has very, very strong agricultural ties. And so if there were someone else who was well-regarded, but I'll tell you what, I agree with you 100%. That district, I was over and gave a talk in Viroqua in Vernon County a couple of years ago. And I was surprised because when I was state party chairman, I went over there, that was a red county. It still is reddish, but some of the people that showed up at the hearing were super progressive, super woke, you know, and you can take that too far. In other words, I want some common sense over there. We all do. And if we're going to hold that seat, I think that the kinds of people you're talking about, whether it's Brad Path or Sarah Godlewski or anyone else, and I don't mean to diminish Sarah Godlewski's Senate prospects because she does have important support, but it's to her credit that people would mention her in all these contexts. But there has to be somebody over there who lives and breathes that district, who knows that district. And that's how Al Baldus got in a long time ago. And that's how Jimmy Carter won that district. That's how a number of Democrats have won that district. You know, frankly, the Trump won it, you know, in these surges, but he didn't win it by a ton. And Ron Kind was able to overcome that. So, Bobby, thanks very much for calling with that important information on the 3rd Congressional District. Really appreciate it. And for people just dialing in, kind of sad news for Wisconsin. One of our great congressmen, Ron Kind, senior member of the Ways and Means Committee, the dean of Wisconsin's delegation, been in for about 26 years, he will by the end of this term, 2022, has announced that he is not running for re-election. He served his time. He's traveled back and forth to Washington, D.C. for 26 years. He has a wife and two kids. Time to do some other things. And I'm very, very glad to hear in the call that he has announced that he will stay in the La Crosse or at least 3rd Congressional District area. Very important, very, very important to Wisconsin, his leadership. Plenty of other things he can do. And look for him, in my view, as a potential member of the Biden administration, potential candidate himself, going forward. You're seeing other other people saying they're not going to run again in both parties, but we have a couple of people in some of these states that are going to be really missed. And not only Ron Kind, but there are a lot of others. In our delegation here, after this, who do we have? We have Mark Pocan. We have Gwen Moore. That's it. Tammy Baldwin in the Senate, but it ain't a lot of people, and it used to be quite a few people. So we have got to get going on this one, and we've got to protect the 3rd Congressional District. That's always been a swing district, Democrat, Republican. People are very hard-headed in a good way, and they are going to inspect all the candidates. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.